This is CCFM 107.5.
I need to get into that end of the testimony of Dr. Donovan Jacobs. Couldn't get to finish it off, but I think now would be an appropriate time to speak about the great Jesus and what he's done. And let me just quickly say hello to Donovan Jacobs again. Doc, welcome back.
Hello, Marco. Hello, Buddha.
Sure.
Yeah, man. You know, Marco, this is such an emotional ride for me. I haven't even shared these things that I'm sharing with you and the listeners with the church yet. It's so emotional. It's so deep, Marco. There's so many things that I can share publicly, and there's a lot of things that I can't say, you know. But what I can say is how the Lord delivered me out of the sphere. And so maybe I'm going to just recap quick for those that have just switched on.
Yes.
So I fell ill on the 30th of March. Okay, but in March, yeah, it became increasingly worse. On the 18th of April, I was admitted to a Panorama hospital for COVID-related issues. So, by the way, if you have COVID, don't be ashamed of COVID. There's a name that's higher than any other name, that's higher than COVID. So don't be ashamed as if you're walking around with leprosy. God is the healer. And although I didn't have COVID, all my symptoms were COVID-like. And so I ended up in hospital. And I was in a bubble of prayer. I couldn't pray. I couldn't move. And then the Lord, on the second night, which was the 19th, started bargaining with the Lord for my life of the children that I have, all of these things. And as I'm bargaining with the Lord, this voice comes out of my spirit, man. Ek is nie hier om te bedel nie. Ek is nie hier om te bargain nie. Die prys van my lewe is klaar betaal. And then I became better. On the 8th day, the doctor gave me the good news. I am better. Two days or two nights before I'm discharged, in other words, if I'm going to be discharged tomorrow, then now is when the accident really happened. I want to just go back and say, I've heard the voices of angels singing to me. I've heard the voices of angels singing in English, in Afrikaans, in Khoza, in languages that I don't understand. And I knew that that was the Lord encouraging me, because the angels of God are all around us. Whether we can see them or not see them, they are there for us to minister to us. And I believe that was a time of strengthening for me for what was to come. And as I was in my step-down room, still in ICU, I feel this presence coming to the room. Now, I'm familiar with the presence of God. I know when it's in the room. I know when he's there. But I'm also familiar with the presence of the enemy. If you've done deliverances a lot, you will understand what I'm saying. And as it's about 8 o'clock in the evening, and as I'm laying in bed, this presence comes into my room, and it's an evil presence. And I become so fearful, and I realize the spirit of fear coming to me, coming to minister fear to me now. And I need to say this to the public so you understand this. Sometimes we don't recognize what we are fearing. And what I was fearing was that I was going to die and leave my children orphaned. That was what I was fearing, and I had to deal with that. And so we fear what we are unwilling to manage. And in that moment, the Holy Spirit started dealing with me. You've got to face this thing head on. And as this thing was ministering to me, Michael, about what had happened, and these were the words that came to me in that moment. And it was in Afrikaans that I've heard these words. Môreoggend gaan hulle vir dood in die saal kry. Oh my God, I tell you what, Marco. I couldn't move. That's how bad the feeling was. I couldn't think. I could do nothing of those things that we are trying to do when we do deliverance. I could not do any of those things. And I went to sleep. I went to sleep. The next morning at 5 o'clock, I go into the shower, Marco, and as I'm in the shower, this fear comes upon me again, Marco. And I'm telling you, you're not going to believe this, but it is true. I switched the water off. It took me 2 hours to move 6 meters out of the shower to my bed. That's how full of fear I was. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. I managed to get myself onto my bed. And now I'm sitting in my bed, and I'm so grateful for the physiotherapist that taught me how to breathe when I am panicking. And this is what I'll do quickly on the show. Are you still there, Marco?
Yeah, we're listening.
This is how you put in through the nose, out of the mouth. And increasingly slower. It took me 20 minutes to get hold of myself. And then I realized, okay, there's something happening here. I need to go back into that shower. I need to face this fear. I need to understand why this fear is working in me now. It is a proven fact, Marco, that fear keeps us away from our hopes, our dreams, and our vision in every area of our life. And I was wondering, what is this fear wanting to keep me away from? And now that I've identified the spirit, now I can deal with the spirit. I went back into that shower, and I showered for a minute, and I got out of that shower, I shaved, and I started sitting in that room until my wife came to pick me up at 12 o'clock. It was the longest wait that I could wait. But in that moment, as I was dealing with this fear, there were a few things that I had to speak about, that I had to utter. And the first thing that I had to utter was the word that the Lord gave me. Ek is nie hier om te bedel nie. Ek is nie hier om te bargain nie. Die prys van my lewe is klaar betaal. Like a madman, I'm starting to uttering these words to myself in that atmosphere. And the atmosphere, as I'm saying these words, becomes lighter and lighter. Because you must remember, scripture trumps any type of fear. And the scripture that came to my heart at that moment was Colossians 2:10 and Galatians 2:10 and Galatians 2:20. I no longer I did live, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I live now, I live in the flesh, from the Son of God who saved me, died for me and cares for me. That's the stuff I started quoting. As I'm quoting these things, I'm quoting my future. I'm prophesying my future into being. And I say, Lord, I thank you. In poverty and in prosperity, I belong to you. In life and death, I belong to you. In sickness and in health, I belong to you. And as I'm speaking these words, I'm becoming more bolder and more stronger. I can see how the atmosphere starts changing, Mark, and I'm using these words, depressed from my liver, as clap a town. No, something on my breath. Clap a town. Depressed from my liver, clap a town. It's amazing, and Marco, let me tell you what is so amazing. What I got by the Spirit is what Evangeline Trevine and the worship team got without me interfering with him. Sure. You'll see the sounds and the spirit of the song is very similar. So God gave me a song to deal with that spirit of fear. The praise is klaar betaal. Ek wil vir iemand sê vanmôre, man, jy is nie hier om te bedel nie. Jy is nie hier om te bargain vir jou lewe nie. Die Here het klaar die prys betaal. I'm so reminded, Marco, of those two brothers in Luke 15, the prodigal son and his older brother. Do you know that in Luke 15, verse 12, both of them received the inheritance? Both of them received the inheritance, and they were in no way right with the Father.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think that we must be perfect with the Father, but the love of the Father is so genuine, it is so great, it's you don't even have to be perfect for Him, because He's perfect for you. That's such a revelation for me, Marco, that He gave us our inheritance already. And part of that inheritance, the place is clear, but God, you have your life, you have your prosperity, you have your success, all of that, it's already been paid, Marco. He's given us a robe of righteousness. He's given us a ring of authority. He's given us the shoes of the Son. In other words, all of these elements speak of the relationship that He's given to us. And all we have to do is step into it. Want die prys is klaar betaal, Marco.
Sure. So just as an encouragement to our listeners, and I think we all talk about the third wave and this wave and that wave. Maybe we must talk about the Jesus wave. Just as an encouragement, as an overcomer, speaking to somebody's life right now.
Marco, that's beautiful. I was hoping you'd ask me that question. I want to say two things on that. The first thing I want to say is, people must, this is my mantra. What I don't have, Lord, please give me. What I don't know, Lord, is teach me. What I am not, Lord, please make. This is something that is dear to me. And even now, in this moment of this pandemic, there's a lot of people that don't know what to believe, they don't know what to do, and they don't even know who they are. What I don't know, please teach me. What I don't have, please give me. What I am not, please make me. I want to say to the people out there, Don't panic. It's the first thing that I want to tell you. Don't panic. Number two, watch and pray. The reason why you must watch and pray, because everybody is saying, don't be vaccinated or be vaccinated. It doesn't matter, Marco. I don't believe that's the enemy. If you want to be vaccinated and the Lord leads you to be vaccinated, go and be vaccinated. If your conscience tells you not to be vaccinated, don't be vaccinated. But it's all up to you. But I want to say this. Don't panic. Use a proper prophylaxis like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin to boost your natural immune system. Take care of the natural immune system. Make sure you take your vitamin D3, your vitamin C, your quercetin, your zinc, your melatonin. Take all of these things. Don't try to be exposed to the world. Live a quiet life. Live a quiet life. And let the Lord do it for you. If you have COVID, I say again to you, don't panic. Immediately, you must go into your state of war. Immediately, eat right. Make sure you've got a doctor that can prescribe you ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or all the medicine that is available right now legally. If you don't have COVID, Marco, live a quiet life. Make sure that you eat well, that you protect your natural immune system. Make sure that you use natural medicine and, of course, use a prophylaxis, Marco. That's what I want to tell the people. And I'll tell you why I say those things. I have spoken to the educated, the non-educated, the spiritual, the non-spiritual. But when they are in the fight, they lose their minds, Marco. They lose their minds, Marco. And we're going to tell the people, don't lose your minds. Use the mind of Christ. Mm. He's already died for you. He's already died for you. And if you don't know what to do, speak to someone in the know. Don't be unwilling to face what you fear. If you don't know what you're fearing, get someone that you can speak to, Marco. That's what I want to say. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
Mm.
There's much more I can say, Marco.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful for second chances. I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful for friends. I'm grateful for faith, Marco. And, you know, in ending from my part, I want to say, God will not take you through a situation that He hasn't prepared you for. Because you must know this. He leads you by the quiet waters. And sometimes He leads you past the shadow of death. In whichever way He leads you, steps are ordered by the Lord. You must believe that. Our steps are ordered by the Lord, Marco.
And so whether we live or die, we are the Lord.
Yes, yes.
We are the Lord.
Say it, man. Say it.
We are the Lord.
Say it.
Dr. Yes. Donovan, sure. What a beautiful testimony.
Praise God, betaal my bro.
Klaar betaal. Ons gaan nou 'n liedjie speel. Ons gaan môre weer Weser Line doen, but for now, thank you so much for sharing the story behind the song. And I wanted to do it as an encouragement to the brethren, and especially when we face situations unknown to us, and mm-hmm. you fear the things that you do not know, and even if you are in that, know that God is with you, and whether you live or die, you are the yeah. Lord's, and you know
you,
what, we gotta know whose we are, and who we yeah. are, and it's all about identity, and when the enemy comes in like yeah. a flood, we need to realize that God has already raised that standard, and we're under that standard,
amen.
And we're in that strong tower, and I'm so encouraged by this, and there's such a lot more to tell to the story, but we wanted to encourage the people to know that
yes.
you know what, you do not fear the enemy, do not fear the schemes
yes.
of the enemy, know that you are protected by the Lord and by the angels
yes.
and everything that goes with that. And so thank you for the encouragement.
May I say one last thing, my brother?
You may.
It's a little family right. Let the last of the little link is, I want to say this, Marco. I want to say this. You used a powerful word, the identity. This is what I want to say to all the believers out there, to everyone who's listening. Your identity is who you are in God. But your identity is also who God is in you.
Sure.
Let the God who is in you rise up. Thank you, Marco.
So I think with that, let's release that song again with a new focus and new understanding. The praise is klaar betaal.
It's klaar betaal!
Thank you, Doc. Till next time, God
Thank
bless you,
Marco.
You.
Changing lives for good. CCFM 107.5.